There were three of us building our own little structures, two guys and one girl, Alicia. We had each built a unique design, when suddenly the other guy threw a block at my structure to knock it over. It only glanced to my building, and for the most part it stayed up. I then threw a block at his building, which prompted him to throw a block at Alicia's. She put her arms around her building to shield it from the flying blocks. While my friend and I destroyed each other's buildings, we couldn't get hers because we didn't want to hit her with the blocks. Another guy in the room said to her, "Why didn't you throw blocks at them?" She said she didn't like to play that way and she didn't find our play very amusing. Honestly, it has been over 10 years since I built anything with blocks, and I'm sure it's been just as long for my male friend. But I can recall that when I played with blocks with my brothers, we would destroy each other's designs. Last Friday, I was just playing the way I used to play. I didn't want my building ruined, but I had a lot of fun throwing blocks at my friends and destroying his. I love this example because it helped me understand the fun of boys destroying each other's designs. So it isn't so much that they want their own destroyed, but that they think it's fun to destroy the others, and that's all part of the game. And so putting up with having your building destroyed is worth it for the fun of playing the game. The girl, Alicia, didn't play that way. There was nothing in her history growing up that led her to think this was a good way to play. Because boys and girls don't understand the other's perspectives, and we as women and men don't understand each other's perspectives, we continually make the mistake of interpreting the other person's intentions as if it were a reflection of our own ways of interacting. The implications of these patterns obviously go way beyond kids at play. Many of the things that we have to do in our lives as adults, we find that men are more likely than women to do them using a kind of oppositional adversarial format, whether it's play fighting, arguing about ideas as a kind of devil's advocate, and many other warlike formats to accomplish things that have nothing literally to do with war. The word that I use to describe this is agonism. Agonism. It comes from the writings of a Jesuit scholar named Walter Ong. It refers to using a warlike format in a symbolic way. So agon, from the Greek word for war, is the root of agonism, using a warlike format for something that is not literally about war. So, for example, men are more likely than women to try to explore an idea by arguing about it. And many men find that arguing about the idea really sharpens their mind because the adrenaline starts flowing and you get into it and you find yourself thinking of things that are really clever that you wouldn't have thought of otherwise. It can have just the opposite effect on women who find that once you start arguing and voices are raised, not only does her mind not work more clearly, but it may actually shut down. She may find herself unable to articulate ideas that she really knew, because that agonistic format is something she's not comfortable with. This, incidentally, becomes a factor in classrooms, where many teachers think the best way to teach a subject is have the students argue about it, and they may find that the girls are backing off and the boys are speaking up more. I actually had a student once comment to me that I had asked my students, is there anything about my way of teaching that I could adjust to encourage you to contribute more? And what I was really thinking was that maybe some of the women in class who never speak up would tell me what I could do to encourage them to speak more. Instead, a young man in the class said, well, if you weren't always so encouraging in response to our comments, but you sometimes argued with us, I would probably talk more. Another example of how many men use opposition as a way of doing something that has nothing literally to do with opposition is playful insults, teasing. This is something that also varies by culture. Sociologist named Sandra Petronio has written that she grew up in an Italian-American family where family members regularly playfully insulted each other and teasingly insulted each other. That worked fine back in New Jersey, where she came from, but when she moved to Minnesota, she found that others, especially women, were constantly complaining to her because they felt hurt, and she was constantly reassuring her women friends that she was just joking.